You know, a lot of people ask me, how do I get my email to the top of the list for a second date? Mm. There's a couple things you can do. One, you can put in your subject line, I need help ASAP, and the police should probably be involved.
Whoa. Oh, yeah, that one is a good attention getter.
But that's still not usually enough. But if you say it in all caps, then you're yelling, and I can't help but notice your email. And that's what Aaron did today. Aaron sent us an email that said exactly that in all caps, that he needs our help, and he thinks the police should be involved, and we have to do this right away. Whoa. Aaron, how are you?
Not great, dude. I'm not going to lie.
Oh, my God. Should we be on the phone with 911 instead right now?
That's why I'm calling you. I think so. And I'm not. It sucks. I'll tell you that.
Every once in a while, we get emails for the second day where, like, somebody goes, you have to do this right away. I need your help. And normally they're like, huh, how pressing is it? And I read it and it's like, no, we can do that in a week. Relax. Yeah. But I believe Aaron. Aaron needs our help today.
Uh-oh.
Aaron, you want to tell everybody why?
Well, I don't really want. Okay. So. Okay, so long story short, come home after a night at the bar, a little too drunk, and things are going well with the lady, and everything's, I'll just say it went really well right up until I woke up this morning. That's pretty much, that's pretty much it.
So wait,
right until you woke up this morning.
So last night you brought a girl home.
Yep.
What is going on?
What's the problem, Aaron?
All right, so, I mean, like, I wake up this morning and, you know, she's gone, which is not a problem, no big deal. Met her at a bar, you know, things went well, that's how it's supposed to go. But with her, gone is my wallet.
So you think this girl stole your wallet?
Dude, I'm telling you, every time when I get home, it goes right on my kitchen counter or right inside the door. I have looked everywhere. Everywhere for this thing.
Are you sure you just weren't wasted last night and you left it somewhere?
No, 100%. 100%. It is on my kitchen counter when things go to the bedroom. I know that for sure. Oh, and I wake up this morning and it is gone.
Did you know this girl at all?
Not before last night. So, you know, perfectly great example of why not to be doing something like this. But, you know, things were going too well last night and you know, everything's all great. But I wake up this morning and this Amanda girl is gone, if that's even her name, because why not? So, yeah. Oh, my God.
Okay, so you want us to call her and try to see if she stole your wallet?
Well, see, that's the thing, right? Like, I'm calling her because I have what I think is her number and what I think is her name in my phone, and she won't answer me. So, yeah. Like, that's a big red flag to me. So, it's like, dude, if it's just a mistake or if she can help me out, all she got to do is call or all she got to do is answer. But then I'm sitting here freaking out, and she won't even answer a call. So
that's what I was going to ask you. That's what I was going to ask you. How many times have you tried to get a hold of? Have you been calling her all day trying to get your wallet back?
I started just like with a call and I sat more and thought about it and I called her like two or three more times because I was like, dude, just answer a call. Like we know each other a little bit now, if you know what I'm saying. So like just help me out.
And did she seem sketchy at all?
Not at the time. Like everything went well. Like it wasn't like she was like, hey, let's go back to your place immediately. It was kind of one of those things where it was like, oh, this is great. Have a drink. Let's hang out and have a drink again. So, you know, like just. It just went, it felt like it went really well right up until I woke up and my shit was gone.
So you really think she robbed you? You don't just think you could have put your wallet somewhere and forgot?
Dude, like I said, 100%, I know where it was. And more importantly, she won't answer me. Like, just be like, hey, even a text to be like, sorry, I'm busy right now and help me out. But like, it's just, it's nothing. And it's making me really suspicious because I have no idea if this is even her name to start with or even her number.
You said that you called her. Did you also text her too?
Yeah.
And nothing? You haven't heard a word?
Nothing. Nothing. I was like, hey, really important you give me a text back, help me out, you know, and then nothing. I'm sitting here, the longer I wait, the more certain I am that she stole my wallet. I'm not even kidding.
So she doesn't, but you didn't accuse her via text. Like, she's not going to be on the defensive.
No, because, I mean, like, there's not yet. I mean, like, not yet. And that's why you got that pissed off email from me, because I'm trying to be cool to this girl, but I have no idea if I even should, and I'm trying to get some help.
So you want us to do this and not the police?
Yeah, I want you guys to do it. That way, if she's a thief, I want to make sure that everybody knows, hear it on the radio, that she steals people's on the next morning. Yeah.
But what I mean, if she turns out to not be a thief, do you want to do a second date with her? I mean,
I can't even care about a second date. I want my wallet back.
Yeah,
all right.
Dude.
Oh, I like it when the second date turns into this before. We've done it with like a watch, getting some guy's watch back.
Oh, yeah, I remember that one.
This
now,
is urgent,
we're going to play a song, come back, call Amanda, and see if she stole your wallet, okay?
Yeah, I hope so.
All right, we'll get your second date right after this.